If you were to describe it, it's a diva. It hates extremes of anything, hot, cold, wet, dry.
Meet Kildare farmer Paul Brophy. He's a broccoli obsessive who grows 6 million broccoli plants every year.
It's particularly susceptible to changes in the environment, and you'll get a split in the stem. Last summer we had a horrendous time because it was the varieties we were growing weren't as tolerant to the wet summer we had.
What are you doing growing the Mariah Carey of vegetable crops?
I love it, and it's a superb crop. When you overcome the challenges, the rewards are there, and you can see it in what we're harvesting in the crop. In an area called Kilgone.
Paul drives me to a large field just a few miles south of Kilcullen in County Kildare. All I can see all around me is broccoli bulging out of the acid brown earth. It's harvest time, and although the rain is pelting down, the field is busy.
There's two broccoli teams in here today. There's 8 in each team, that's 16, and there's 4 doing cabbage over there. There's 20 people in this farm here today.
The rain has started for us.
Yeah.
That sound is the mud.
Hi everyone, hi.
I spot a few workers in the middle of the field, their heads bobbing up and down. And as we make our way towards them, our feet crunch down on the large, thick green broccoli leaves that are left behind after the heads are harvested.
Do you do anything with the leaves?
You can graze sheep on it, but or cattle, but we tend to just disc it up, chop it up and plough it down as green manure.
There are 5 men on this harvesting team. They walk in a line behind a wide trailer, which is pulled very slowly by a tractor. The men bend down, chop off the broccoli heads, and then stand up and throw the heads into the trailer. I meet John and Tony.
How are you doing?
How about it yourself?
Massive knife there. Wow, that's a cleaver.
It is, yeah. Big one to hurry.
Just leave 2 or 3 inches on the stem. Break off the leaves at the side. Just throw it into the bin, really.
What time do you start in the morning?
8 till 6. An hour's break.
Do you eat broccoli?
I do, yeah. Love it. Yeah. Love it, yeah.
You're not sick of the sight of it by the end of the day?
No, I wouldn't be, no. No. Yeah. No. Love vegetables myself, and yeah, be a big vegetable eater, you know.
Do you dream about cutting up broccoli like this?
Some nights, yeah, some nights.
Tony Vaughan's my name. I have a new appreciation of vegetables since I started here.
What do you mean?
Like the healthy produce in front of you, like it's great.
Do you eat broccoli?
I do. I eat lots of vegetables.
You need it for this work?
Well, that's it. Like it's a healthy lifestyle, to be honest. It's good outdoor work.
Tough on your back.
But look, I'm a construction background anyway, so hard work never bothered me.
Have you worked at this kind of work before?
Not really. I worked in a meat factory for a few years, okay. Getting on okay here now as well, you know, so I just needed to get out of the house. And this just fell into my lap, you know.
Because the construction work was gone?
It's gone. It's going to be gone for a few years. I know they say house prices are rising and all this crap, but there's still a lot of empty houses around. Yeah. This fell into my lap at the right time. It was a shock to the system the first week when I started, all right. But like the lads are great. It's a great team here. Everyone helps everyone, you know.
Are there many Irish working at this?
I'm starting to see more Irish come back into this work now, okay. Like when I started first, I was probably the only Irish man here. But now we're even working with 6 or 7, maybe more. But look, I left school in the 80s. I've seen both ends of it, you know what I mean? So it's a bit different this time around. There seems to be less money around. But lucky enough, I'm out working now. I'm out of the house.
Do you think people have any idea that all this goes on when they buy broccoli in the supermarket?
No. No, I used to think it came in a plastic box. Sorry.
How many people do you employ?
We'd have up to 50 people at our peak periods.
Expensive staff bill?
It would be a third of your operational costs. Very expensive, yeah.
Is that one of the issues in Ireland, that you have to compete with other countries where the wage bill is lower?
It is. I mean, you take in Spain, minimum wage is about 3.50, 4 euros an hour. When the labour is a third of your costs and we're paying, you know, 8.65 minimum, and it does put you at a competitive disadvantage from other countries.
Is there a temptation to cut costs that way?
You can't. They're the first people to touch that broccoli. They'll select what to leave behind in the field, what to take with them. The staff are key to the operation. What's the quality of the crop like today?
Great, yeah.
Yeah.
Good now. Good.
In 1980 in Ireland, just 6 hectares of land produced broccoli. Today, it's just under 600 hectares. But Paul is worried because down the years, he has seen too many vegetable farmers go out of business.
I believe we're a rare breed because to compete on a scale here, we have to be producing hundreds of acres. It just isn't economic to do this on 10 and 20 acre lots. When I started out, my first year, I produced 5 acres of crop and I gradually scaled it up from there. Today, you know, if you don't start off with a fancy building to pack the product in and all the facilities that the supermarkets require in today's environment, you won't get an order and you won't get a contract.
So this is no game for the medium-sized enterprise.
It's almost an impossibility to start it. To come into it today, you'd have to have, you know, a very large-scale bank behind you to fund what we've put in place.
Back to the broccoli. We travel 10 minutes down the road and Paul shows me an enormous white polytunnel. This is a kind of creche. The air is thick and warm, where millions of broccoli seeds are sown and grown. But the story of these seeds begins not in Kildare, but on the other side of the world, in Japan.
It's amazing, actually, what happens in Japan. They have people there and they take the male parts out of one flower and the female parts out of another flower, and they will actually hand-pollinate these to get the desired traits into the next breeding line that they're trying to cross. So they're trying to cross a trait of disease resistance or maybe a higher commercial yield and marry the two together to get the perfect broccoli. And then from Japan, well, the seed companies we would deal with, Cicada, they would have their breeding grounds in Arizona in the States, and the reason they use Arizona is the dry environment where there's low pressure on diseases and pests. Ship back then to commercial seed houses in Holland, where they grade and sift and do germination tests, pack it and distribute it worldwide.
So Paul, this is an amazing story. It starts in Japan, it goes to Arizona, then it goes to Holland, then it comes here.
I suppose you could call it multinational broccoli, but you know, what's it to say, born in Japan but raised in Ireland. Yeah, so.
Beside the polytunnel is where this story ends, in the packhouse, where dozens of workers check, sort and pack the freshly harvested broccoli. It's then sent to the supermarkets, destined for our plates.
And that's the finished product there.
And how soon will that be on someone's table?
That will be out in the morning, in a depot in the morning, and it'll be in the shop tomorrow evening, and it could be on the table the following day.
So this is a very large head of broccoli. It weighs 500 grams.
Yes.
How much are you selling this for?
We'd sell that for about 65, 70 cents.
And how much would it be sold in the supermarket?
Anything from 119 to about 139, 149.
Is that enough for you?
It's as much as we can get in the current environment.
Who's breathing down your neck? Is it the UK growers, the Dutch growers?
The UK are supplying on a vast scale. They're putting out in a week what we'd put out in a season. While we all aspire and want to buy Irish, you have to be able to stand up to the mark and compete with the foreign product. The future is scale. There'll probably end up being 2 to 3 broccoli growers. Cabbage will go the same route. People would like to see diversity in smaller people, but unfortunately in the commercial life we live in, it's gone that way with tomatoes, it's gone that way with carrots. It's only people with scale of operation can survive.